From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Bush is to make a statement within the hour on North Korea. The communist nation produced an accounting of its nuclear activities today, as required under an agreement reached with the U.S., China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea. The move appears to clear the way for the U.S. to lift sanctions on North Korea and to remove its name from a list of states that sponsor terrorism. North Korea agreed to abandon its nuclear ambitions in exchange for economic and diplomatic concessions. The Supreme Court is expected to wrap up its term today with a decision on gun control. The High Court is expected to rule on the constitutionality of a Washington, D.C. ban on handguns. The issue is whether the Second Amendment right to bear arms applies to individuals or militias. This is the first time the Supreme Court has considered this issue in nearly 70 years. Democrat Barack Obama says he disagrees with the court's decision yesterday that struck down the death penalty for cases of child rape. The court's 5-4 ruling overturns a Louisiana law that allowed for executions in cases of the rape of a child under the age of 12, ruling it unconstitutional. NPR's David Shaper reports.
A narrow majority on the Supreme Court ruled the Louisiana law and similar laws in five other states violate the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. But the presumptive Democratic nominee for president disagrees with such a blanket prohibition. Senator Barack Obama says states should be able to consider the death penalty for the most egregious of crimes.
I think that the rape of a small child, 6 or 8 years old, is a heinous crime. And if a state makes a decision that under narrow, limited, well-defined circumstances, the death penalty is at least potentially applicable.
And thus, in Obama's view, such a law doesn't necessarily violate the Constitution. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Financial markets took the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate decision in stride yesterday. Steve Beckner of Market News International reports.
Few on Wall Street expected the Fed to change rates, and it didn't. It left the key federal funds rate at 2%, where it's been since a late April rate cut. The big question was whether the Fed's policymaking Federal Open Market Committee would hint it is getting ready to start raising rates to counter inflation. But while the FOMC rate announcement put slightly more emphasis on inflation risks than on economic weakness, it signaled no near-term rate hikes. After an initial sell-off, bonds rallied, leaving yields little changed. The Dow Jones Industrials managed only a small gain, but the S&P 500 rose over 0.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite jumped more than 1.3%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. Iraqi police say at least 15 people were killed today in a suicide bombing in a town west of Baghdad. 20 people were wounded. Officials say the attack occurred inside a municipal council headquarters. This was the third attack this week against local government meetings. American Airlines and its regional affiliate American Eagle announced yesterday a 10% reduction in flights. The carrier will cut departures at several regional hubs, including Lambert St. Louis Airport. From member station KWMU in St. Louis, Adam Ellington reports.
American says the reductions are part of an ongoing plan to reduce domestic capacity by 10% in response to higher fuel costs. In St. Louis, American will cut departures by 8 flights with American Eagle and 35 departures on its affiliate company, American Connection. Spokeswoman Mary Frances Fagan says the cuts will eventually result in job losses, too.
There will be employees affected by these reductions in flights, but at this point it's too early to tell who and how many and where.
In the 1980s, American maintained upwards of 400 daily departures out of St. Louis. That number has since shrunk to around 115. American is also cutting flights out of other major hubs, including Dallas-Fort Worth, LaGuardia, and Chicago O'Hare. For NPR News, I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
Hundreds of homes are threatened by a wildfire near Big Sur, California. It was started by lightning and has burned 16 residences and nearly 30 square miles in the Los Padres National Forest. About 700 wildfires are reported in California, and many of them were sparked by a storm over the weekend. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.